Today's learning is really Nishras Reb Chaim Luzer Shem Shenaria. Moshe and Daniel Rivka Mas Moshe Israel should be a schuss for Shulaim Chaim Moshe Shem Amalki Yonis and Sarah. Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. We're up to Sif Vav. I'm talking about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Says the Mechaber Mutar Likones Beis HaKnesses B'Makloi U'Bersar Miloi U'Ba'Afundosai. These are his stick and different kind of money bags, a wallet. You're allowed to. It's not considered disrespectful to come in that way into the shul. The Yesh Oimrim, those who say likanes boy, however, to come in besaken arich with a long knife, megula, or with his head uncovered. We'll discuss that in a minute. That you are not allowed to do. So let's see first to Mishabura, why not? Besaken arich lefisha beis haknesses shu meyuchad letfila mareches yom of shalyanim. Adam, I'm sorry, the purpose of the Bismedrish, of the davening, of the Beis Knesses and the davening is to lengthen a person's life. Vasakin mekatzer yimei Adam, and the knife is shortening a person's life. Ayin mei rabbi shedai tish ein lahachmer im ein ki im vasakin megula, that the only problem is with an uncovered knife, that if you have it hidden, then it wouldn't be a problem. Now, there is two different pshatim over here. The Mishabura seems to say that the issue with the Sakan is in the Beis HaKnesses. But why? Because the Beis HaKnesses is the issue, I'm sorry, he brings down the issue is because it's Ma'arich and Yomav. So those who say that really Tefillah is Ma'arich Yomav, so really, anytime we daven, if I'm davening at home b'yichidus, it should be the same problem, because davening is Ma'arich and Yomav, and I shouldn't wear a knife that symbolizes the shortening of life. But there are others who say that the reason that the Mechaber says not to bring in a knife because it's not respectful for the Beis Medrash. So according to that reason, if I have a machete stuck in my belt and I'm davening at home, that would be okay. It's more so over here. Again, and this is also seems that if the Eli Rabbi says that if it's covered, it's not a problem. Now, he said he can't come in with an uncovered head. Now, I level Simon Sadgal, Gimel. Now, what he's referencing over here is really that this mechaber is problematic. We already said that you're not supposed to go Reish HaMegula Dal HaDamas anyway. We already said that the minhag is that we don't go with our head uncovered. So what does that mean? Don't come in. Don't be in the Bismedrash Reish HaMegula. We're not supposed to be anywhere Reish HaMegula. So the answer is that it's a little bit of a nuanced difference over here. When you're standing still, not in the Bismedrash, you're allowed to uncover your head. It's walking Dal HaDamas, that's a problem with an uncovered head. Here he's saying that in the shul, you shouldn't be with your uncovered head at all, even for a moment. So in general, if you're in shul, the yarmulke falls off, there's more of a hakpeda to put it on as quickly as possible. Because even for a moment, it's disrespectful for the shul to be with your head uncovered. Said Mechaber Siv Zayin. Yochel larik boy, you're allowed to spit. Again, we had this before by davening, but spitting during davening. And one of the things we said there, that this also has to do with what was common and what was accepted. Today, it's disrespectful to, you're talking to someone and spit a glob of spit on the floor. So the Mechaber is going down, where it was much more normal, people walk down the street or talking to somebody, they spit. There's yochel larik boy, you can spit. Don't leave it there on the ground. Their floors in the shuls were dirt. You should take your foot and sort of rub it into the ground. If there's some sort of flooring, it's not known. So he's saying it's okay to spit, which today it's probably not okay to spit. Even what we said by Delenu, you're not supposed to actually spit. You just make like a spitting motion. You don't actually have any enough spit coming out of your mouth that is going to leave a noticeable spit on the ground. But over then, you're allowed to. Today, l'chayra, that would not be so respectful for the shul. Larik says the Mishaburu, as we learned already, you can't obviously spit during Shmoneh. You're talking to Rabbi Nisham, it's not appropriate to spit. But don't spit towards your friend. That'll get disgusting. Hari, hayinizim, or kika, the Hari would not spit in the shul at all. You should rub it into the ground with your feet. What about Shabbos? You're not allowed to do that. Yamid Hamilal Olaf, put your foot over it, right? You should put your foot over it until it sort of absorbs into the ground and you no longer see it. Gemen or Tevin, there's other kind of flooring that you won't see it. Then when it was okay to spit, it wouldn't be a problem. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Ches. Tit shall raglov. You have mud, dirt on your feet. Royal Kanchai Kodim Shikanis Lispal. You should clean them off before you come into the shul. The Royish Loyah Olav Loyah Bagad Shum Lichlich. Your clothes should be clean. They shouldn't be dirty when you come into the shul. Rav spoke about this once. You know, obviously it's very, very difficult, but when you have people who have jobs that get them very, very dirty, if they have the time, they have the ability, they should really change before they go into davening. Obviously, it's easy for me to say because I'm generally not in a job that I end up very, very muddy or dirty at the end of the day. But if you were, like, say, a plumber, a carpenter, a cement guy, whatever it is, and you get very dirty, there's definitely something to think about changing your clothes before you go daven. We already had this earlier on. Says the Mechaber Sif Test, Nehagim Begam Kovid, you're supposed to treat in the shul with Kovid, Lekabdon, to clean the floor, to Lerapson, that means to smooth them out. Perish, what says, the Ramar explains, Kibbutz and Nikir Abayis, cleaning it, Rebutz at Zrikas Hamayim up near Karka, they had dirt floors, they would spritz it with a spray of water to make it nice and smooth and not dusty. But Nehagim Lahalik Begam Neiris Lekabdon, the meaning is to light candles, else covered for the Bismanish. Says the Mechaber, the Mishabur Sif Chavzayim, you should really, ideally, the shamash should light the candles before the people come in. I'm reading the Gemara, in a place that 10 people are going to dive in, the Shekhinah comes before. So we said this already, that the Shekhinah is there before we even get to the Bismarck. So really, the candle should be lit beforehand. That's what they would do in the base of Mikdash, which Lachaira comes the minig where we have the Ner Tamid hanging in the Bismarck. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud, Afilu La'acha Shecharvu, this is a very important halacha. Afilu La'acha Shecharvu, Adayin Hem Kedushas, and you have a shul that got destroyed, the Kedusha remains over there. U'kashem Shenahagim Hem Kovad, B'yeshuvan Kach Nahagim B'churbanon, and you have to treat it with respect after they were destroyed, just like you had to treat it with respect while it was functional. Chutz Mikibot V'ribot, you don't have to obviously go and clean it and smooth out the dirt. If the chutzer, the outside or overgrows, you can rip them out. But he says, leave the torn out weeds that are growing, leave them on the ground. So people should see it and they should feel pain that a shul, a makam kedusha is abandoned and they should want to rebuild it. They make an effort to rebuild it. Says the Habatim k'siyus habatim midrashis v'atam d'ksiv v'ashimoysi es mikdashechem. I will destroy your mikdash. Now loksiv es mikdashechem ashimem. So if you look at the pasuk, it's lahiris lan k'doshim afkashem shimem. It first says they will be destroyed, and they're still mikdashechem. It doesn't just once. Not there was your mikdash that got destroyed, and that was no longer your mikdash. It was destroyed, and it's still your mikdash. So we see that the kedusha remains over there. Ain't chilek was abein and main, but the kesivah right so abein chutzlar. It's not there to answer stroll and chutzlar. Im loy behistu kamasif yod aleph, unless conditions were made, which we'll see in the next sif. Tal shemais we said that we have weeds growing there, you can rip them out, right? So lima mutalish like shaitz, you're allowed to. Obavachi and ichem akayim v'lo yitlam isham. However, leave him over there, don't take him. Kadesh yiru, so people shall see. Lefize the im sasur basic nasim makam zev. They what happens if they took about a shul? So back in the olden days, they would take the bricks off and use it for the new building. They have no intention of rebuilding a shul. In other words, we took the shul down because we built a bigger shul, right? And we used the bricks from this shul to build a bigger shul. And Shach didn't say, Eliyasu Godar, Savivai, make a gate. You shouldn't be mezalzel it. If you're able to sell it, as because Niska Basiman Kuf Nun Gimel, if it's a situation that you're able to sell and you're allowed to sell, we'll get to that in Kuf Nun Gimel. In Karu, you should sell it. You see over here this concept. Some of us traveled with the shul over the last years to Europe, where we saw all these old shuls, and people have spent and they donated a lot of money to restore them and keep them and have them protected and taken care of, right? Is an Indian over here. The Kedusha remains over here in these shuls even after they are destroyed. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph, in B'shas and Binyan Basic Nesses, Hisnu Olav L'shtamash Boy, while they built the shul, they said that if after it's destroyed, we're going to be able to use it for other things. Mutal shvash by bechurbana, you're allowed to use it after it's destroyed. Avol be yeshuvai, while it's still being used, loy mahadi tanai. You can't make any conditions. Vafilul bechurbanai. Now we're going to have to understand this because this contradicts what we said last week. Afilul bechurbanai, even what we after it destroys, a tapshim meguna kagoin zriya vecheshboinish harabim with this very disrespectful kind of uses of it for a shul. Loy mahadi tanai to tanai wouldn't work. There's no tonight. Now, the obvious question is that I just told you that if you build a shul and you made a condition that if I decide I'm not going to use it anymore, I can use it for other things. I can turn it into a factory or whatever, or you can turn it into a grocery store. I'm allowed to after it got destroyed. I'm allowed to after it gets destroyed, but not while it is, right? Not while it's still being used. But what you said also, Tashish Meguna, I'm not allowed to do even with the condition. On the other hand, last week we said you're not allowed to eat in the shul, but if you made it Tanai, we relied on the Ramban that you could eat in the shul. So what does Tanai work? Does Tanai not work? So just the way they explain it, at least one way of explaining it, is there's different kind of uses. There's uses that is viewed that will create kalas reish. It's not disrespectful for shul. Having a kiddush in the shul is not necessarily disrespectful for the shul, as long as everybody behaves. But it could create kalas reish that you don't need in the shul. Then there is using the shul for something else, not for a shul. Okay. So what we said last week, the Ramban says, if you made the tanai, it works. That's against those gezeiros that they said, don't do it because it might create kalas reish. You made a condition, when you built it, you're allowed to do it according to Ramban, according to the Ran. Over here, we're talking about using it for things that are mundane uses, right? So there, the Tanai will only work after Chorbanai, and it will not work if it's a Davar Maguna at all. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. In B'shas Binyan, Avlacha Kachloi Mahani Tanai Klal. You can only make this condition before you built it. They made an open tonight. But even in Chutz Laretz, we don't assume that the tonight was automatically made. He says you can assume, if that's the way the Olam is building the shul, you can assume that this condition was made. What does the condition help? That after it gets destroyed, as long as it's standing, the condition does not help. This is what I just explained to you. Here the Mishabur explains it quickly. Only those items that we said that coming in there for the rain and the things that have to do with Kalas Reish. I will shat the Shmishim Mahani tonight. Actually, he's saying here if I cared. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase what I just said. He's saying, remember the Mishnah Berurah said, we relied on the Ramban and the Ran. Mishnah Berurah said that you shouldn't even use the conditions for eating. So he's saying is that the Tanai, while the shul is standing, when it comes to eating, that depends on if you go with the Ramban and the Ran or you go with the other Shitas. If you, after the Chorbanai, so there the Tanai works to be able to use it for other things, but not for a Davar Magun. There's other things that we're going to mention over there. You're not allowed to use in the shul afterwards, even if the conditions was made. One of the things he mentioned was this cheshbonish shel rabim, these calculations, the rabim, these were like town hall meetings. The afshamil sevyeshrushim kalas reish b'yaisa. There's not, that wasn't stam kalas reish. There was a lot of kalas reish over there. They're using it as your own place to sit down and make cheshbonis, then it would be okay. So he, two ways of learning it. If you say that cheshbonis is the problem, and therefore it makes no difference if it's shal yachid or shal rabim, why does he say shal rabim to tell you a chiddush that even though it's for the rabim, you're still not allowed to do it? That's one shot. The first shot he said is no. Shel Rabim creates great kalas reish, therefore don't do it. But shel yachid, you could do it. Shel b'chutz la'aretz, as we said, these conditions only work chutz la'aretz. Kedushas and alamis, the kedusha is not forever. Shel yavi agoyim meheri meini tifka kedushas, the kedusha will go out. Hashem came about the kedusha shel Eretz Yisrael. Unlike the shuls in Eretz Yisrael, which are going to remain afterwards as well. Shum tonight lefidas. I'm going to run level six. Lamadal gam Eretz Yisrael mahani tonight leshabtish rishayim mem kalas roish. There we said that even in Eretz Yisrael there are certain conditions that we can make, as we mentioned last week. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.